All right, Coach, welcome back. Appreciate your time this morning. If you would, start with an opening statement talking about Stanford, and we'll open up for questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be back. I really appreciate everybody being here. Time flies, man. I tell you what, it wasn't that long ago. We weren't sitting here last year, and heck, I even think back sometimes just everything where it all started and how fast time has flown. I think, first of all, obviously, we're praying for everybody in the Houston and Texas area for everything going on there. We've been doing that at practice as well. Man, it's tough. You know, sometimes that stuff, till it hits home, you really don't realize it. I think we all think we live in a bubble sometimes until you get hit with something like that. And we got student athletes in our program that are affected by it, and sure, students here as well. So obviously we want to pray for everybody in the Houston area. You know, our kids and our staff and everybody, we're awfully excited about the opportunity to play. You know, when you go through camp and, well, shoot, spring ball, summer conditioning, camp, you know, the 20-some-odd practices before you play, just the opportunity to go hit somebody in a different color jersey gets you excited. And I think for us as well, you know, we kind of left last season on a little bit of a sour note, and I think that's been a motivating factor for our kids in the off season and in fall camp. As we get ready for this game. So we're awfully excited about the opportunity. We get to go to Birmingham, Alabama to play a playoff team who's ranked 19th in the country. You know, their quarterback's probably one of the better players in FCS football. Their two defensive ends are really talented. Their safety slash corner is talented. They're a really, really good football team. You don't get ranked 19th in the country, you don't go to the playoffs in the previous year without being awfully talented. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us, but we're excited about it. We're excited about the opportunity. We've always looked forward to these opportunities, and we'll get ready to roll. So at this point in time, I'm going to open the floor for questions.
Coach, going in his third season, you know, expectations seem to be a little high for the team. What are your thoughts about going into the season? I know you can't wait till Thursday, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the expectations have changed from the outside. But the expectations on the inside have always been this. Now, the expectations on the outside have changed a little bit. So the expectation from day one was to put ourselves in a position, obviously, for championships and postseason play, and we talk about that. Now we're in the process of being the best we can be every day to go out to continue to prove as a program. You know, every year I've sat in front of you guys that have been here, all we've talked about is trying to get better every day. And we want to continue to build on what's been done here before, to continue to get better, and move forward from there. You know, and obviously we got a great challenge to start the season out with, but we want to continue to get better. And you can't get caught up in all the, you know, all the preseason that and all that. It doesn't matter. You got to go out and each and every week and play your best football game, and the product you put on the field is who you are, and that's what we got to do. So I think we're excited about going and doing that. And the neat thing is every year, I mean, we got a lot of kids that play here, but every year it's a different team and they take on a different personality, you know? So I think that's the exciting part as a coach is every year, even though you got a lot of the same kids, you see them develop and see what kind of personality they take on. So we're excited about it.
Over the course of the last month or so, as you guys have had your 20-plus practices, what's been the biggest area you've seen improvement over?
Probably the biggest thing we've improved on here generally as a football team is we've become a much more player-led football team than we've been before. I noticed it the other day, and I've noticed it many times, but we were doing some extra point field goal, and one of the offensive linemen forgot to run out. And this also happened in our scrimmage the other night. And I saw Coach Chestnut starting to beeline, and I wasn't far behind him. But before we could get there, other offensive linemen had already got him. Now, that wouldn't have happened here. It hasn't really happened here much before. So, and I think in on offense, defense, especially in all phases, I think that's been the biggest difference so far is that we're a little more player-led football team than we've been before. And it's just part of the process where all those young guys we talked about 2 and 3 years ago are redshirt juniors now and seniors. So they're in a better position to do that. So I think that's probably the one thing. I think we have more depth. Obviously, right now our plan, we don't have a freshman we plan on playing. And for me to say that, for you guys that have been around, that's unusual. It's a really talented class, but we want to make sure we find a way to get the best 4 years we can out of them. So I would say that's a positive as well.
When you go about the state recruiting, I'll keep asking, when you go about the state and you're recruiting, what's been the biggest difference from year one to year three, your reception as you see coaches and athletes and everything else?
It's polar opposite. You walk in a building now, they know about Kennesaw State, they know the KS, they know your record, they understand how you go about your business, how you recruit, they know what you're looking for. It has changed dramatically. I don't know that I could put into words how much has changed in this short a period of time. And I think that's a credit to everybody, not just our players and our staff, but everybody in the athletic department for all the things that have gone on from radio to TV to everything involved to get exposure for not only our program but for this university. But it's a huge change, no doubt.
Coach talked to you earlier this month. We talked about your center position. Did you feel comfortable with who you have starting there this year? Taking a big spot from a guy who's been here for years.
Yeah, well, that's been something it's been a focal point, something we've talked about. And early in camp, it was a major league struggle. You know, Luther Jones has been banged up since the summer, and he really didn't start practice to us a little bit yesterday. So he's kind of been out of the mix. You know, and C.J. Collins was playing tackle. He's also played center for us. Lorenzo Adger's been a center. He got banged up in camp. We're moving Matt Frank over to get him some reps at center. So we kind of bounced around the camp, and truly we got behind a little bit. We were probably about a week behind of what we needed to be because we were trying to get it all figured out. Right now, C.J. Collins is our starting center. Lorenzo Adger's our backup center. And that's where things sit. That's what we've been that way for the last few weeks now. So I got all the confidence in the world in CJ. And if Zoe's got to go in, because we got some things, if one guy goes down, we got to move some guys around to get it done. But that's the way we practice. And we've always been, if something happens to somebody, it's been a next man up mentality from day one here. And I talked to the team about it yesterday. Everybody out there's got to be ready to go. If you're on the bus, you need to be ready to play. And so that's kind of where we are from the center position right now.
In spring ball and summer, who's really stood out to you as far as players and the different levels?
I'll give you some positions that we lost some guys that we're looking for some guys to step up. Maybe that'll help a little bit because I don't like singling out too much our guys. So I think the safety position, when you look at losing Derek Farrow, a really productive player, and even our secondary, you lost Dante Blackman, who's playing with the Colts now. We feel like at corner, we've got some guys in Dorian Walker and Akeeban Rawls we feel fairly decent about. You know, on the back end, Taylor's been banged up. Jace White was banged up. Those are the two starters at safety. Keon Roman was a corner. We've moved him to safety. You'll see him playing Thursday night. So those are the, you know, three guys, and there'll be a couple of the guys involved in that that have kind of stepped up that we're going to kind of count on. And then the slot back position on the other side, when you lose a guy like Chaston Bennett, you don't replace him with one person. You replace him with multiple guys. So I think between Darnell Holland and Shaq Terry and T.J. Reed and Miles White and Trey Shivers, they're all going to probably play. And they all bring something to the table. So those guys definitely – are going to have to help us. You know, the guys that you've seen on offense that have made plays for us in the past are, Darnell Holland, Justin Sumter, Chandler Burks, Jake McKenzie. I think, you know, at the running back position, Bronson Recksteiner's got a chance to be a difference maker for us. And hopefully he'll continue to grow in that area. And defensively, really, our front seven is, they're all returning. You know what I mean? Izzy and Gort, linebacker, our two defensive ends. DJ and TP, and then our inside guys between, there's about four guys there, three or four guys that play a lot of football for us. You know, so you hope the experience of as many games as they've played is going to be a tremendous asset. And then the last area that we've really focused on is our special teams. In fact, our player committee came up with the goals, and one of them's is about winning the special teams battle. It's something we've talked about, and Justin Thompson's our kicker. He's done a much better job this camp, much more consistent. We I had a plan to go to the pool one day in camp, and I didn't have a backup plan. Nobody knew about it, and so I think it was about a 47-yard field goal. Was that it, guys? About 47-yard field goal. And I said to the whole team, if Justin makes it, we're going to the pool this afternoon. Well, I don't know about kicking a game-winning field goal, but that's a pressure. When you're in camp and your peers want to go to the pool and they don't want to go to practice, he nailed it. And most of the ones we put in pressure situations, he's done. Jordan Genovese is going to be our kickoff guy. Punting-wise right now, I'm probably going to roll Christian Kinsley and Nick Jones, and we'll let that sort itself out in time. We feel like we have better depth, kickoff team, punt return, all that. Hopefully Dorian Walker and Keeban Rawls will be our kick returners. Bert Birdsall, transfer, fifth-year guy from Mineville, Ohio, is going to be our punt returner. So we feel like, right now we do. Now, until you play a few games, you really don't know how all that's going to shake loose. But we feel like we're in better shape going into game one maybe than we've been. But until you get out there and do it, you really got some unknowns. And I think that's just everybody's that way right now until you play a game. But those are some areas we've focused on and tried to work on. And we'll see how that goes going into Thursday night.
Because we know a win is the main concern on Thursday, but what other type of theme that you want to establish when this first game kicks off Thursday?
Well, I mean, the thing we've talked about is consistency. And it boils down to, can you consistently do your job with championship effort? Not do somebody else's job, because it doesn't matter. Just do your job with championship effort and have the ability to seize those moments when they come up. And, we've always taken pride here on our effort, attitude, and toughness, our heat. That's who we are. But I think really for us to go out and be a consistent football team, snap in, snap out, there's going to be good plays and bad plays. I talked to the team, I forget when it was, about, the most important play in football. I asked them, what's the most important play in football? And the answer is the next one. You're going to screw up some. Things are going to happen. You got to flush it and get on the next one so it doesn't domino and create more issues. So I think consistently doing our job with championship effort and continue to play with EAT, which is who we are.
What are you hearing about the weather Thursday night?
Last I checked, I think it was 100% chance of rain. So, I mean, obviously you're getting the remnants of the hurricane, but, I preach to our kids all the time. It's not about the circumstances. You have a job to do. If you want to focus on that, then you're not focusing on your job. We can't control the weather. We can't control any of that. All we can control is what we do on a snap-in, snap-out basis. And really, that's what it amounts to. If it rains, it rains. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It is what it is, and we just got to go to work and get it done, and that's really, we've always talked about not focusing on how hot it is or how tired I am or whatever's going on in school. So obviously I think all our kids, we all know that there's a good chance of rain, but we're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on going and getting ready to play. Yes, sir.
Speak a little bit more about Justin Thompson and his improvement as kicker, because last year there were some situations where in ball games where a field goal would have probably been the right call, but you decided to leave the offense out there because 42 to 45 yards was just that big of a question mark. Now he's hitting 47 yarders to take everybody to the pool. How much more confidence do you have in him for those situations, at least early on going into the year?
Well, right now, like I said, when we put him in those situations, I don't know that it's 100%, but he's been on point, and so I'm going to give him his opportunity. As I've always done, you earned that opportunity, I'm going to give it to you. So all I've ever said for those guys, man, that ball gets inside the 25-yard line, around the 20, 25, man, to me, that ought to be automatic. We shouldn't have to worry about it. There's going to be those occasions, but so hopefully that'll be that way. And then, obviously, as a head coach, you get to make those decisions as the flow of the game. What's the best thing to do? You go for it. I mean, we've really had a very aggressive mentality, and I think our kids like that. I like it. Now you want to be smart and make the right decisions, but we've been aggressive about – how we've gone about our business in the red zone, which is an area we got to continue to grow in. But I think knowing if he can be as consistent as he's been, that's going to help us. Because in the back of my mind, I know, all right, we feel like we got three here, and then you make the decision based on what you need to do. So, but he's got to go do it under the lights just like all our kids.
What was it that he did from spring until now? Was it just additional reps for practice, mentally? What are the things that are standing out about him that make you feel like he's at 100% right now?
Well, I don't know what he did. I quit talking to him because I think I messed him up. Every time I get around him, things get a little tight. But the thing I've noticed is he's just carrying himself with a little more confidence. And I think that's because I don't know what he did. I don't know what he practiced. I brought everyone, all the specials in. I said, this is the expectation. This is what we expect of you. So they all knew. And then, I mean, they got to go do it, you know. So obviously he worked on it, but I think he's got a little more confidence. So that's the one thing I've noticed a little bit. I've kind of quit messing with him. I quit talking to him because I think I mess him up.
What do you like about Samford?
Offensively they're going to spread it out and they're going to do their thing. They're going to throw the ball. Their quarterback is a really, really good player, and he can beat. He can beat you with his legs, even though they're really a throwing team. He's a really good player, and they're going to have good skilled kids. They got some new guys up front, And then I think right now the strength of their team is probably defensively. They just got more guys returning. They're a solid. They're a good football team. I mean, like I said, and I think you weren't in here, John. You don't go to the playoffs. You don't get ranked 19th in the country, you know, all these things without having something about you. So it's, I think it's going to be an awful big challenge for us. But, I mean, shoot, that's what we came here for, you know.
And forgive me if this has already been addressed too, but last few years, you guys haven't exactly opened against a team of this caliber. Knowing that everybody's got to be playing their A game, does that – now that we're in game week, can you tell a difference from the first two season openers to this one? Is there a higher level of intensity? Is there more juice in the building? What's going on?
Year one, I couldn't tell you because nobody knew what was going on. I mean, I'm just being honest. We were all, you know, it was first go round, you know. But I think the sense of urgency, necessarily the way we finished, and then obviously the caliber of opponent you're playing, I think all that combined has been a motivating factor for our football team. Our guys, you know, that they're excited, you can tell. You know what I mean? They know it's game week. You can tell. You know, the guys that have been around, they know how to handle themselves and get ready to go without jumping up and down and hollering in practice, if that makes sense. And I think that's a good thing. You know what I mean? You can get ready to go and save all that for Thursday night, but come dialed in and focused to practice. In practice, just like always, some are better than others. But there's no question our kids are going to be ready to play. There's no question. And then we just got to go. We got to go execute and win some battles.
Anything else for Coach? All right, Coach, appreciate your time.
Appreciate y'all.